The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SmackDown Matters podcast, courtesy of The WrestleCast. It is our ladies' night. We've been waiting for this. It is long awaited. I don't think we've had one this year. So I'm so excited to wrap up our year, closely wrap up our year with ladies' night. And we have our special guests today, Angelina. Say hey to the people, girl.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
And we have Nicole, aka Queen Melmindy.
Hey, everybody.
And we are so excited to bring some SmackDown recap to you, as well as preview tonight's Survivor Series, hashtag SurvivorCast, so you can tweet along with us. So before we jump into the SmackDown Matters recap, let's play everyone's favorite pay-per-view game. Who you got? So we have quite a few matches tonight on Survivor Series. So we'll start with the women's 5-on-5 elimination match. We've got Team Raw, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lana, Lacey Evans, and Peyton Royce versus Team SmackDown, Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Bayley, and Natalya. Angelina, who you got?
I'm going with the blue brand because wow, I am very, very excited for this. Because I've seen Bianca Belair, and I'm like, girl, yes.
All right.
Bring it.
Nicole, who you got, girl?
I think I'm going to go with Raw this time. Maybe they'll edge it out.
Okay. I'm going to go with Team Blue as well because I feel like their roster stacked. Raw, I mean, they really just have Nia Jax and Shayna. It's really just going to be them two versus the other five.
If there's a win, I feel like it's just them destroying everybody else. Like, that's the only way I see that going down.
I mean, it might be some hijinks with Lana or Lacey. You know, they're good for throwing, you know, distraction finishes or something in there.
Yeah, that is true, too. And this how do we think that Lana will go through another table?
Of course.
I'm hoping.
I think it'll be number 10 or 11.
I think it's
10. Lose count.
I know. Yeah. I have lost count as well. Yeah. But it's fun to watch.
It is.
In my opinion, anyway.
I think that, Lana and Lacey with the distractions, but also Peyton Royce and Lacey are too busy fighting to be in the spotlight. So I think that's also going to play a factor.
Bayley as the captain, or, you know, self-appointed captain, I feel like that might be some trouble as well. But I'm here for it. I like the mess.
I feel like any team Bianca is on is just a winning team. So go Binky's team.
Right.
Okay. Men's 5-on-5 elimination match. We have Team Raw, AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Riddle, Sheamus, and Braun Strowman versus the blue brand, our favorite brand on this show, Team SmackDown, Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, King Corbin, and Otis. Angelina, who you got?
I am again going to go with Team Blue. I'm sorry. This whole thing. Every time I see a name pop up, I'm like, ooh, yeah, we're winning. Ooh, yeah, we're winning. And then yesterday, like, kind of topped it off. Well, I'm sorry, Friday topped it off when I was just like, Otis, though, but it's all right. We need fun, too. I'm not just doing it down.
Yeah. Nicole, who you got for men's 5-on-5 match?
I'm going with Raw again. Braun, Keith Lee, AJ. They're hard to beat.
Okay. I'm going with Team SmackDown as well because I like the lineup. Jey Uso is very dangerous these days.
True. Yeah. And fun to look at as well. Sidebar.
This is also true.
Always.
Hashtag creep class.
Yes.
can always count on the Creepcast to make an appearance during the ladies' night edition of the SmackDown Matters podcast. All right, United States champion Bobby Lashley versus the champion of all the continents, Sami Zayn. Who you got, Angelina?
I personally would love for Sami Zayn to win this just because it's great material. But I feel that, yeah, he's probably going to get his head smashed in by Lashley. So I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley this time.
All right. Angelina, of course. Angelina just went. Nicole. I haven't even been drinking yet.
Yet. I'm going with Bobby.
This is a tough call for me, but I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley. And the only reason I'm going with Bobby Lashley is because Sami Zayn's team didn't win on Friday. So, yeah, he didn't get that W going into Survivor Series. So, all right, so we've got the most fun match that I'm looking forward to. Raw Tag Team Champions New Day versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits. Angelina, who you got on this one?
This is just going to be fun all the way around. I'm very excited for this match as well, but I can't help it. I'm going to have to go ahead and go with the New Day because, hello, they rock.
They do rock.
I can't. I don't know, but I'm going to root for the New Day, but I think I'll be entertained either way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Nicole, who you got?
I'll be happy either way because, you know, we go up for both teams. But
you got to choose.
But yeah. I think if, you know, New Day is trying to, you know, give a little shine to the Street Profits, they're going to win.
The Street Profits going to win?
Yeah. Give the new boys a little shine.
Put them over even more? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with the New Day because New Day rocks. And have you seen the promos they've been cutting?
Yes.
I mean, they cut great promos anyway, but I'm going to go with the New Day. All right. So switch it up here. Nicole, you first this time. SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks versus the Raw Women's Champion Asuka.
I'm going Sasha all the way. I love Asuka, but Sasha got this.
Okay. Angelina, who you got?
I second that. Sasha Banks all the way. Yes.
I think as much as I love Asuka, I'm going to have to say the same. Sasha's on a roll right now. She's got a lot of momentum behind her. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with Sasha Banks too.
We might have to be careful with Carmella, which.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, why? Just, you know.
She told her to watch her back. So, just saying.
I want her to go away.
We all do. Universal Championship. We got the match we wanted because who wants to see Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns? Not me. Mm-mm. So, Universal Champion Roman Reigns, the head of the table, the tribal chief, versus Drew McIntyre. Well, he is the WWE champion, so Drew McIntyre.
That was bleak. That was a very bleak.
It was purposeful. Nicole, who you got for this match?
I'm going with Tribal Chief, Creepcast, Papa, Roman Reigns.
Yes, the head of the
head of the Creepcast. That's right. Angelina, who you got?
Do you even have to ask?
I do.
Hello. It's formality. Roman Reigns. I'm ready.
I think it's Roman Reigns across the board because I'm going to go with Roman Reigns as well. I am going to go with him as well. So that is who you got. I can't wait to win again. I am on a winning streak right now. And I beat out Don and Mo last time, so I need to beat them again this time. So on to SmackDown Matters. SmackDown Matters took place on Friday, live from the WWE Thunderdome. And, you know, I wonder, this is just a random thought. You know how they have the people that can, you know, the virtual audience?
Mm-hmm.
There are actual virtual audience members, like, behind the barrier. So it's like, why are you logging in? All you're looking at. I saw it a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, what's the point if you can't see anything?
Oh, no.
I don't get it. I didn't know they had people down at the floor, but apparently they do. Anywho, so we have a cold opening. We open in the back with the Street Profits hanging out by some popcorn, because who doesn't love popcorn? They show off their Champions Lounge that they took over from Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro. So they're in the in the Champions Lounge putting over Survivor Series and talking about saying goodbye to The Undertaker, which we all know is not really going to be a farewell. But because when them blood money checks start coming in again for Saudi Arabia, he will be on the plane.
Oh, exactly.
So Big E shows up in the Champions Lounge wearing a sombrero, which was all they had in props, apparently. And they feel like they're 2 days away from knocking Kofi's Jamaican accent back into him. This is what the Street Profits are saying to Big E. Big E puts over his boys the New Day, likens them to Renaissance artists. Montez Ford replies with rhymes and says that they'll end the New Day because all they do is win. And apparently they want the smoke. So Big E says they've got nothing to prove to him, but Kofi and Woods are here tonight and they can take it up with them. I have been really loving the back and forth banter between these two teams, not just on the programming, but also on social media. And I think that's one of the things that's going to make this match so exciting, aside from the fact they're all extremely talented in the ring, but just the back and forth trash talk, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious and great buildup for this. Because I'm just like, see, I just like the jokes and I want to see y'all really fight. Like, let's go. Give me a show from beginning to end.
It's going to be good.
Definitely give a good show. They all have great personalities, so it's fun all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree, and I love that you've got, I was telling Don a couple weeks ago, you've got two teams of Black men at the top of the tag team division, and look, the colored people are running things at WWE. Listen, a new era.
Watching them at the end of that match, like, all holding up their belts. Like, I just stared at the television. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I was just like, this is the moment.
It's so dope. It's so dope.
Representation matters.
It does matter.
Really
it
does.
So we go to the ring where the New Day show up. Woods and Kingston are in the ring now with their mics. And Woods says that they don't even go here anymore, but they've been invited and figured why not check back into the SmackDown hotel one more time. It does just feel right when New Day is on SmackDown.
Yeah.
They express disgust for a Twitter account, then move on to hyping their match with the Street Profits. Kofi says they want the smoke, but not the fire. There's some Undertaker talk as well from these two. They reenact his sit-up, you know, whatever. Then our champion of all continents, Sami Zayn, shows up. Zayn says the only reason the Undertaker is calling this a final farewell is because he's afraid of him, Zayn. Management is protecting Undertaker from Sami Zayn's retribution. He says management would love to protect Bobby Lashley from him at Survivor Series, but no one will be there to protect him at the pay-per-view. And Sami Zayn says he won't hurt them and gives him a chance to talk about him and his title. Of course, you know, it's always about Sami Zayn. Kofi struggles to come up with something nice to say, but Woods chimes in and likens the outfit to a recently divorced dad who made a successful down payment on a condo. He was nicer to me because I always say Sami Zayn looks homeless.
Yes.
Especially so, without his haircut. He really
and in need of a shower. Like, you just look like,
Yes, he looks like he, I don't know, like, he does need a shower. Like, you know, where all the showers taken at the shelter that you could not get one. So, yes. King Corbin shows up and he runs down the New Day as bit players who should be here and demands they leave. It's funny that he says that because he would know because he's a bit player. Right?
I mean,
right.
Takes one and no one.
I mean,
he's been, he's
kind of, he still can't get it right because
he can't.
What if
I want him to fade into he's obscurity? Like, I'm like, too. I'm
like, yes,
boys. Yes, he needs to fade to obscurity as well.
He's him the one they need to fire. Hand,
should have fired him.
He go away, release him from his contract.
Keep Zelina, get rid of Corbin.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We wish him the best on his future endeavors. Bye.
Exactly. Bye. WWE has come to terms with King Corbin's contract. Ugh. So then we get Ziggles, as DD calls him, and Robert Roode, who show up next. Ziggler says he doesn't like Sami Zayn and then mocks the New Day as well, saying he and Rude were screwed when the tag team titles were just traded. Kofi says he and Woods can defend their Raw tag team titles, stir the pot a bit between the other four, to stir the pot between the other four men. And that kind of winds up Ziggler and Rude. And so now we have Ziggler and Rude taking on Corbin and Zayn, with the winners getting a shot at the tag titles. We don't know which ones, but some tag titles. These four men turn on New Day, but here come the Street Profits to save the New Day. They run wild on the heels, and then Montez Ford hits a dive, and then we go to commercial break. Of course, because WWE is predictable, we know that there is going to be an 8-man tag match after we come back from commercial break.
How do we fix this 8-man tag match?
Yes, and it starts right now.
Now.
Thank you, Adam Pearce, for pointing out the obvious. So we have the Street Profits and New Day versus Ziggles, Robert Roode, King Corbin, and Sami Zayn. Woods blind tags and attacks Roode, swinging DDT from Woods for a near fall. Dawkins then tags in, and Corbin blindsides Woods, but Dawkins runs wild for a bit because that's what he does when he's in, when he's feeling it. Roode hits the spine buster and tags Zayn, but Zayn objects to being tagged in. Dawkins plants Roode with a spine buster and then Ford with the heavenly splash for the win. Whenever Montez Ford does that splash, I'm like, did he break something? Because it always looks like he's hurt himself. He just gets so much airtime.
Yes, I get so terrified when I see him. I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh. And like he flies in the air and I'm like, wow. You got some skills, bro.
It's amazing. Man. He really gets up there.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that boy is going places. So this was a cool preview for Sunday. Or like Angelina said, you know, they were all in the ring with their tag titles and it was a moment. So I think we're all looking forward to this match. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I'm looking forward to the most, to be honest with you. Like that and then Roman Reigns, well, Sasha and Roman Reigns. Like those three matches are definitely what I'm most invested in right now.
Yes. Yeah. All the minorities.
All the minorities.
Yes, all the minorities. So we go to the back, and Daniel Bryan, with a fresh haircut, is ready to be interviewed. Sami Zayn comes by complaining to the ref about the loss. He asks if Bryan thinks he's the better man and demands respect. Bryan shoves him down when he gets close, and Zayn says if he didn't have a match with Lashley coming up, he'd make him pay, and promising not to forget as he slinks off. Bryan explains he believes in social distancing. Did you see he put his mask on?
Yes.
So I'm wondering if this is the setup for a Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn feud in the future. So Bryan gets his interview as we come back from commercial break, and we get a video recap of Jey Uso beating the crap out of him. Bryan says he's seen Jay's interviews and how Jay doesn't think it was personal and he believes him. So he says Jay is being influenced by the devil on his shoulder. How dare he call Roman Reigns a devil? the audacity. Everyone has an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other, and right now Bryan is listening to his own devil after that attack. So tonight, Jay needs to be concerned, and it still won't be personal after tonight. So it's a pretty decent promo from Bryan, but it's funny watching him try to be like mean because he's so nice.
I know he is so nice, but his haircut, like he looks like every dude in gentrified Brooklyn. It's so funny. I was like, I walked past the television as that happened. And I was like, I was like, wait, what? Wow.
It was
unexpected.
No, we get mean Daniel Bryan tonight. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body.
I don't either, but that he was, well, I mean, if you want to consider, you know, Save the Earth Daniel Bryan.
That's right. The planet's champion.
Yeah, the planet's champion.
I think I blocked that time out of my memory.
Yeah.
The planet's champion. I remember that. Who was his right hand guy when it was Eric Rowan?
Yeah.
With the spider?
That was
the haunted house spider. Okay.
Yeah. That was an interesting time.
Yeah. I completely forgot about it. Yeah. We don't like heel Daniel Bryan.
And that just still scares me. I don't know if like you guys feel the same way, but watching him in the ring still, like, I cringe at everything because I just don't want that man to get hurt again.
I was thinking that during the match. I'm sitting there when they did this, well, we'll talk about it later, the spot off the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
It's amazing that a couple years ago, we didn't think he'd wrestle ever again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, how amazing his road to recovery has been, because it was like, it was real grim after, you know, he's like, I gotta retire. And yeah, the same could be said for Edge too. Obviously Edge is not wrestling as consistently as Daniel Bryan is, but yeah, it's crazy how, you know, these people, you know, and I always say, as much as people say wrestling is fake, and it's like, but those injuries are real.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I always say, I'm like, you need to respect these people and what they put their bodies through. Like, that is dangerous. And like the same thing when it comes to Edge, I was thinking that the other day. I was watching, I'm like flipping through the network, I'm like, I pay for this, I might as well. And it was like one of like the top moments I guess of like 2020 so far, or some crazy thing like that. And it was when Edge came out at the Royal Rumble, and like I got chills all over again. I'm like, how is this even possible? But it's just, yeah, that I feel like the fact that, you know, you never thought you'd see this happen ever again, and here he is. So Daniel Bryan, please be safe. All the prayers for Daniel Bryan tonight.
Yes, please. Yeah, it is fascinating just to see them come back and be like completely healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You watch them in their match and you're like, oh my gosh, please don't hurt yourself. I'm just
like, please. Like watching a scary movie.
Yeah, you're on the edge of your seat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. I feel like it takes more energy and effort and in-ring intelligence to not hurt you or your opponent than it does, absolutely, if you're just like, you, no slight to UFC because I like UFC, but you just get in there and you just start swinging, like the intent, yeah, is to hurt your opponent. So yeah, it takes a lot of in-ring cognizance to be able to do that. So shout out to them. And they're doing it for Vince McMahon, of all people. Evil man.
The worst.
Everybody knows how I feel about Vince McMahon, but
I think that's kind of the general consensus. So
yes.
Yeah,
you're not alone. Yeah,
yes. Trash. Like, we're supporting your superstars, not you.
Exactly.
So Adam Pearce gives our dear Otis the final spot on the Survivor Series team. That was really nice. Otis has been through a lot these last few months. Shorty G, aka Chad Gable, shows up to bask in reflected glory and wants to continue getting Otis ready. Natty shows up and lobbies for an appointment to the Survivor Series team. Adam Pearce says he's appointed Bayley, and if Natty wants on the team, her match with Tamina starts next to determine the final member. You know, me doing my girl Tamina right, but again,
never.
She's a role player. She knows her role. Look, as long as them checks clear, she's probably like, I don't care.
Listen. She got one championship. One.
What?
24/7.
Oh, yeah.
I must have missed that episode.
That was that one episode where, like, it changed, like, hands, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 times that night. Was that that night?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. It was one of those. It was short-lived.
I mean, when I think 24/7, I-95 South, 404 champion, I think R-Truth.
R-Truth. So.
Yes.
He is the face of that championship.
He is.
They should make a women's one. They should make a women's one just for Tamina.
Just for her.
Just for her.
You can get into the Hall of Fame off of that alone.
Yes. Maybe Natty could have it a little bit, but no, just for Tamina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Natty deserves. I mean, she bores me, but she deserves. She's a hard worker.
Her personality is boring, but you're right. Like, she is a hard worker. She trained all the girls.
Yeah. Like, you're responsible for a lot of this. So thank you, but you bore me, girl.
Yes.
Heart emojis.
But we still love you.
Yes. Like, I do. I love her. She's so talented, but it's like,
Cat ears.
Yeah. Cat ears.
Hey, I have a cat.
No judgment. No,
I don't have like 7 like she does, just 1, and I don't walk around in cat ears. So so we come back from commercial and we got a Seth Rollins promo. He reminds Murphy that he saved him, gave him a new life and purpose. Every good thing in Murphy's life is because of Seth, even his new 19-year-old girlfriend who he only met because of the greater good. He didn't say the 19-year-old part, but I was ad-libbed there.
That's awkward.
It is so skeevy. I am not with it.
They couldn't find like a fake daughter of Ray's that's like, I don't know, at least in her 20s or something. I mean, I get it. 19, she's technically an adult, but still, it's really awkward. What does a 30-something-year-old dude have in common with the 19-year-old?
Not nothing. A lot. No, stop.
Yeah. So the ladies of the Razzlecast are not filling the age difference.
No.
I like the storyline. Just not, they need to lie and say she's like 25 or something.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if her age was different, I'd be more compelled to like be invested in this, but no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Creepy. I will say, her outfits are really cute, though.
Hashtag yeah, she did look really cute. Yeah. I loved her outfit the other day. Although I was like, girl, how are you getting in and out of that ring? But her brother was a gentleman. I saw that. I peeped that, too.
I wonder, is she on her way to being a professional wrestler, too? Or she's just, maybe has a future as a valet? I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
I guess so. So, despite all that Seth has done, Murphy stabbed him in the back. But Rollins will no longer suffer for Murphy's mistakes. And tonight, Murphy will go back to being nothing after Rollins beats him. Ooh, strong words, strong words. So we got Natty versus Tamina, Survivor Series qualifying match. I don't think Natty got too much offense in this one. Tamina was like beating her down.
She really was.
But thankfully for Natty, Tamina speared herself into the post. So Natty took an opportunity here and hit her with the discus clothesline, and then she put her in the sharpshooter, and Tamina ended up tapping. So now Natty, the boat, is on the Women's Survivor Series team for Team SmackDown, the best of all times.
Yes.
The boat. Natty needs to stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just feel bad for her sometimes. Like, it's just like, girl, you do such great work in the ring, but just leave the mic away from her, I guess. I don't know. She needs to be represented by like Paul Heyman or something.
She does. Let my talk for her. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been good to have Zelina be her mouthpiece. That would, instead of having Lana, I think her and Zelina would have been a good matchup together.
Yeah, she needs some spice.
Mm-hmm. Good. But can we just take a moment to note how fantastic Binky was looking on commentary?
Yes.
Sparkle, girl. Sparkle, yes. I was so... Oh, I love her. I just love her.
And it should also be noted that I note this all the time, that Bianca Belair is an alumnus of the University of Tennessee, just like myself.
Yes.
So after Natty gets her victory, Bailey heads down to the ring and she's like, yes, Team SmackDown. The Riot Squad heads down. Ultimately, everyone gets in the ring after a little hesitation because nobody trusts anybody. And they're showing their solidarity and they pose. And when they did that pose, I'm like, SmackDown's winning. So.
Oh my gosh.
Then we get a video recap of Drew's interaction with Reigns last week, which they could have just kept it on Roman Reigns the whole time. We didn't need to hear anything Drew said. We also recap Drew winning the title on Raw. Again, we don't care. To set up the contract signing, we'll give between Roman and Drew tonight. Just keep the camera on Roman Reigns. So this leads to the new WWE champion, Drew McIntyre, heading down to the ring. His contract signing with Roman Reigns is going to come up next, right after the break. I was wondering, and I know this is not the Raw show, but why did Drew get like that super spectacular entrance on Raw? Like it was WrestleMania or something.
I don't know, girl. To pique somebody's interest, but it wasn't mine.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the match. I saw the entrance and I was like, okay, I'm done. I told y'all, by the time I get to that 90-minute mark on Raw, it's a wrap.
Yeah, that's usually my mark as well. Sometimes I just lay on the couch and just plays in the background.
Yeah, just white noise.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Pretty much.
So we get our contract signing. It is Drew McIntyre sitting at the highly official WWE signing table as we come back from commercial. Adam Pearce is there to officiate. Adam Pearce has been getting him checks because he came out of nowhere this year. It's like, who is this dude? Roman Reigns' music hits. It plays for a bit before he and Paul Heyman show up because it's Roman Reigns and he shows up when he feels like it. And no one will argue otherwise. Of course, they you know, take their sweet time coming down to the ring. But, you know, after a few minutes, they eventually get there. Got to keep Drew waiting. So when they get there, Roman Reigns makes Pierce get up so he can sit at the head of the table because he is the head of the table. So instead of sitting across from McIntyre, he, you know, he's asserting his dominance, obviously. Anyway, Pierce gets things going for the signing. Roman says he knew Drew could beat Randy, but Paul Heyman didn't think so. He's been in Drew's shoes. He's already learned all those lessons. He calls Drew the right guy in the right place at the wrong time. Drew says Roman won't get into his head and make him mad. He's already got the match, and he could talk about a lot of things, but he'd rather get to the point. He won the title, not for Roman, but for himself. And tonight, he's making the match official as he signs the contract. So then it's Roman's turn, because it's Roman's show, of course. But if he could give some advice, please underestimate him. What? Did I just make sense?
I think it made sense.
Like, yeah. It does. Haven't been drinking.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay. Anyway, Roman takes umbrage with advice from Drew. The special counsel advises the tribal chief. This is his show, his universe, so he'll teach Drew one last lesson on Sunday. Drew won't like it or understand the brutal truth coming his way, and that the reality is that he's a secondary title holder, just a prop, a stand-in who's holding the belt they give people when Roman is busy. Okay, when he said that, I was like, oh.
I cackled so hard. I was like, yo, he's so shady, and I love it. Like, that's like my favorite thing now, is all the
shady Roman.
I love it. He called him his favorite number two or something. Like, that was like, yeah, what?
That was the line, my favorite number two.
That was hysterical.
Oh, my goodness. So everyone knows who Roman is, of course, but he'll remind Drew one more time anyway. He's the champion, the face of the company, the head of the table, the tribal chief, the man who beat Brock Lesnar, the man who beat Braun Strowman, the man who beat The Fiend. The list goes on. One day, years from now, Drew will have the chance to be the man in the face of the company, and he'll look back and thank Roman at that point. He'll look into the mirror and see the man he wanted to be, and he'll think about all the moments like this and thank Roman for the lessons he learned along the way. Roman signs the contract, but not before Paul Heyman snatches the pin that Drew McIntyre touched out of his hand and gives him a fresh pin because, you know, COVID. And he tells Drew, like you all said, he'll always be his favorite number two.
That was great. Five stars. Definitely watch again.
Do I remember when Drew McIntyre, like the whole three-man band, it's so interesting to me. Looking back at, he went from three-man band
to that.
To this.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. That's amazing.
The progression.
The progression. It's because like everybody, we all know what happened when our little friend, you know, he had kids. Well, that didn't matter. Let's move on.
Isn't that sad how like three-man band, like the two of them got fired, Jinder and Drew, then they came back and became champ, had these championship runs. And then poor Heath was just still jobbing, talking about he had 10 kids or five kids or however many kids he had. Yeah. Oh, well.
That's all right.
I'm sure.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. That's the majority of the group.
Where's Jinder? Where did he go?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Don't give me the line. I don't know what I mean. Maybe he's taking some time off because of COVID. Maybe he's injured. I don't know.
I don't know. I remember he came up like suddenly. It was like he was back and then he was gone again. I was like, what just happened?
But they did the same thing to Alicia Fox. She was there, then she was gone, then she was back, then she was gone again. So who knows?
People just disappear and the ghost of a different time.
But here's Carmella still haunting me.
girl will get to Carmella. Did she look? I'm gonna save that for when we get to this that segment. We come back. We have Seth Rollins versus Murphy with Rey Mysterio, Dominic, and Aaliyah. I didn't even see Rey Mysterio on the outside the ring. Rollins with a stump as Murphy was getting back into the ring, but a rope break saves Murphy. There's some trash talking from Rollins. He wants the buckle bomb. He gets it. Another stomp attempt, but Murphy intercepts him with the knee. Murphy avoids another stomp and hits another knee. For Murphy's Law to Rollins, Murphy gets the win. So Murphy got his first win over Seth. And Aaliyah was just clapping so happy because now they can have a happy Thanksgiving.
I guess.
I don't know. You know what? Murphy is not from here. So maybe his family is overseas. So he needed somebody to spend the holidays with.
True.
Really? We're going to throw that excuse out there.
That's all I got. Nothing else about this makes
nothing.
I know one thing. I'm glad the Seth Rollins Rey Mysterio storyline is over.
Oh, thank God. He needs a break. Go take care of your woman. Bye.
Yes, it is over. Thank the Lord. So, as the Mysterio clan celebrates with Murphy, the music for Sasha Banks hits as she's going to talk. That's right, Sasha. Tell them to clear your ring because you got something to say.
For real.
And she was looking fabulous.
Yes.
As always. Yes.
10. And yes. I was so mad. I was like, we need to fire the cameraman that went to commercial. Because how are you gonna cut that off? I want to see the full entrance.
You don't cut her off. So Sasha makes her way down to the ring, then Asuka makes her way to the ring, and Michael Cole is going to conduct an interview between the two women leading up to their Survivor Series champion versus champion match. He asks about the bitter rivalry between these two, and they trade some barbs. And y'all know how Asuka does. I don't know what she be saying, but it sounds cold in Japanese. I'm like, yeah, girl, talk your shit.
Exactly. Go ahead, girl.
You get like every fourth word or every other sentence.
No, not even that. When she's speaking in Japanese, I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. But
she doesn't get, I don't get caught up until she's like, all right, Asuka. All right, girl, at least I know you said your name. I don't know what else you said.
Right. I just want her to keep doing promos in Japanese all like she used to do all the time. Her and
Shinsuke
do it all the time. It's just all Japanese. And that's all that needed to be said. They said what they said. And that's final. Period. So Michael Cole asks Sasha about being beaten by Asuka. And she reminds Cole that it is boss time and then puts over Asuka a bit, but gets interrupted by Japanese. That's my girl. So Banks says she's the best of the best, not the boat, the best of the best. And Asuka laughs and says, you can't see me. Asuka.
That part I understood.
Yeah. I just said the road dog stuff before that.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I caught the end of it.
Asuka. But just to be clear, best of the best is better than the boat. So I was not slighting Sasha. I was slighting Natty. So Banks kicks off her shoes because, you know, she's ready to go and says that they can handle things right now instead of on Sunday. Asuka defers for the moment, reminding Banks that she is not ready for Asuka. So here come Carmella chop blocking Sasha and Asuka just kind of standing there watching. Banks gets set in the Tree of Woe position. And Carmella mocks her, talking about I told you to watch your back, says boss time is over before hitting one more super kick. And Asuka seems totally unimpressed and unfazed by all this. And I would just like to say that is this like a gangbang match or gangbanger match? Not gangbang, sorry. The children's
program. Some children listen to this.
Gangbangers match. What, Sasha's got on blue, Carmella's got on red. Like, what's going on here?
I said the same thing. I was like, what is this? I was like, is this gang violence? Question.
Right. We have gang wars right now.
And then the fact I laughed so hard, like watching Asuka like just watch everything happen. I was like, she is me, because I look at like, girl, that's not my problem.
But no. She's minding her business. She's like, I got no problem, no business with Carmella. But again, like you said, we are all like, can Carmella fade back into obscurity? But I want to know, did you know how people have been taught, like they talk about how Dana Brooke has gotten so much surgery? Like, what has Carmella done to her face? Has she always looked like that?
I always had a theory about her face that I have said to people, and I just feel like she got like a face like a Muppet kind of.
She does look like a Muppet. With really huge boobs.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's just something that's interesting about her. I'm going to use the word interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she gets on my nerves. She just does.
In new Carmella or Carmella just period?
I enjoyed her like fabulous kind of Jersey-ish, because you know, what is she from, like Staten Island or something like that? So that's kind of like the jersey with the leopard print and stuff like that, and the sneakers. I was like, all right, it's cute. But overall, I'll pass. I feel like Liv Morgan deserves the push that Carmella got.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
I can see, yeah. Liv Morgan also has better in-ring capabilities than Carmella. Carmella's got, like, what, the super kick that she stole from Shawn Michaels, and... What else should that?
There it is, cricket.
Does she have any more things she can do?
Long pause.
So I'm assuming after Survivor Series, we'll get a short program of Carmella versus Sasha Banks, which from the sounds of it, nobody cares about that.
I think Carmella just needs a different personality, a new personality. Like, what is this?
She can't buy that.
Sexy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this new personality is so like so many other personalities.
Yeah.
It's not different.
Yeah.
So she needs something that is unique to her. She needs to figure out what that is and then capitalize on that. She needs a redo.
Yeah, need to go back to the drawing board.
Definitely.
Yeah, poor thing.
I don't dislike her as much as I dislike other people. So if she gets a redo, I can get behind her a little bit.
Yeah. She just go back to her old Princess of Staten Island
persona. Yeah, I think that is the only way.
But that's so old.
I mean, but it worked.
It works. If it works, stick with it. Look.
Yeah, like
look at R-Truth. He is the 24/7, 365, I-95, 405 South champion.
But that's like funny.
72,000 times.
Carmella, and we still love it.
And we still love it.
Yeah, but Carmella was Enzo, and you know, that was all the way back there. That
could be another reason why she wanted like to stray from that character, because it was kind of crazy, that whole situation.
Maybe she could do that, but just update it. So you could still be real Jersey, but not with the, you know, you could still be sexy, but Jersey.
Yeah.
Was she ever dating Enzo? No, she was dating Big
Cat. No, the other one. The other one.
The big one.
Big one.
I forgot his name too. That's so sad.
Big Cass. I did too. I was like, what was it?
Big Cass.
Horrible.
Yeah. And then now Corey Graves.
Oh. Gross.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
I try to forget.
They're probably really boring. Okay. So we come back from commercial break. This is like the 700th commercial break we've had. And we get back. And Jay is in the back getting interviewed by Kayla. Of course, he got it cleared before she interviewed him, because she was, you know, being shady. Like, did you get permission to speak to me? So Jay was like, oh, you got jokes. Okay. He said, yeah, I can speak tonight. He said he's going to finish what he started with Daniel Bryan. He objects to the notion that he's being controlled. He did everything he did because he wanted to. And the only devil he hears is the one in his head telling him to go do it again. I wonder if that devil sounds like Roman Reigns' voice.
I think so. Probably looks like him too.
I wouldn't be mad at that voice in my head.
I wouldn't either though.
Man, I'm just saying. Okay. Hashtag creepcast. So Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso.
What an uppercut by Bryan. Put Jey Uso on his rear end. This has been a flat out physical Nats, a brawl almost so far. Uso now with a kick to Bryant.
I don't think we expected anything less. Uh-oh!
And Jey Uso locked over the top rope, and he hits hard on the floor. And now Daniel Bryan. This is in his wheelhouse. Bryan loves to operate this way. Oh. Suicide dive, taking out Uso.
And Jey Uso's, the corner of his head or maybe his ear bounced off the cowl of our announce desk upon impact from Daniel Bryan. That was nasty.
And Daniel Bryan taking the fight to Uso right out here at the announce table.
No time for Jey to compose himself or rest in any manner.
Oh, my God. Body drop. Daniel Bryan through the table.
Jey Uso will not stop. Jey will not relent until he is called off.
Again, he's still trying to prove something to his cousin, Roman Reigns. And there's a knee right to the spine, the kidneys again, of Daniel Bryan.
Daniel, oh, big right hands.
Oh, and Daniel Bryan now trying to fight back into this match against Jey Uso. We talk about the guts and the resilience in Daniel Bryan, Corey, and he's showing it again here tonight.
The hallmark of Daniel Bryan.
Oh, and Uso caught him as Daniel took a little bit more time than normal to get up to the top rope, and Uso capitalized.
That wasn't a choice Daniel Bryan made. His body simply isn't keeping up with his brain right now.
And now Uso with a superplex rattling the lower back once again of Bryan.
Daniel Bryan is in agony. Cover here by Jey Uso.
To the leg now, and Bryan kicks out at two. With the yes chance to will him on. Uso back to his feet.
Bang!
Jey Uso caught him with a kick. And now Jey Uso again. And it could be Uso's opportunity. Kick to Bryan, and Jey Uso's gonna climb up top and look for the Uso splash to put Daniel Bryan away. Bryan got the knees up though. Bryan rolls Uso over. He's got the leg hook, shoulders down. Bryan steals it. Bryan with the win.
Give it your winner, Daniel Bryan.
You know, Daniel Bryan said this wasn't personal, but that sure had to feel good.
Dang, Jey is like on a 2-match losing streak. So
yeah.
I feel like with Thanksgiving coming up, I think that confirmed my consensus in the last SmackDown Matters episode that Jey will be sitting at the kids' table this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Eating out of paper plates. Mm. Not even like the nice Dixie.
No, the flimsy ones.
The flimsy
that
ones.
When you cut through it, like it cut through a plate, like one of those.
Right, like you need like 3 or 4 of them just to, yeah.
And they're only going to give them a spoon.
Just a spoon.
Just because.
And a sippy cup. So, you know, I hope that family has a great Thanksgiving and, you know, poor Jey. But he can redeem himself in Survivor Series. I feel like he'll be the last one standing.
I hope so. Just for his sake. I just feel like he needs this.
Yeah.
He definitely needs a win. He needs a win.
Yeah, because, yeah, poor Jey. Just talking smack and writing checks that his ass can't cash 2 weeks in a row. So we'll see. But anywho, so unlike our dear friend Dee Dee, I didn't come up with a game for us to play. Because I know Dee Dee loves playing games. But we can do... I think there's one she likes called throw him off the island or throw him off a mountain or something like that. So you're one wrestler. No, we'll just say 3 that you would throw off the mountain because you're just like, I don't like them. I don't care about their storyline. And yes, to close out our WrestleCast, who do we not like that we do not care to see on the island anymore? Like, and yeah. I think I know one of Angelina's.
Well, obviously. I mean, I put her out all 3 spots if I could. but yeah, I don't know. Carmella's definitely one of them. Sorry, girl.
It doesn't matter. Old Carmella, new Carmella.
Old Carmella, new Carmella. The Carmella that might become, I don't, peace.
Okay. I got Lacey Evans.
Oh, dang, you stole mine.
That's a good one.
Who would mine be? I was going to say Lacey Evans, too. But you know what? I would say, what's the one that was in the Iconics? Not the Billie Kay. And the reason being is because her voice annoys the crap.
Yes, her voice is annoying.
It is high-pitched. And yeah, and I'm glad she hasn't been on my TV.
Yeah.
So, and then you got to give me a male wrestler.
A male wrestler.
I got one. Corbin.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. Damn. I don't know who I would pick. I think I'm going to go with Baron Corbin, too.
I'm going to go with, you know what? He's not there right now because, you know, he's doing other things at the moment. But if they never bring Brock back, I'd be okay.
Oh, yes. Brock Lesnar. Yeah,
he can go. He can go.
You know, every time I hear his name, I think about the Ladies Night WrestleCast that we had where Beauty Jackson described Brock as looking like, you know, like the it's like the work lunch, or, you know, you're having like the smorgasbord. Like, oh, is that a ham sandwich? Like, yeah, the, is that ham?
Is that ham? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That is amazing.
Yeah. That was a few years ago and a few drinks into the Ladies Night WrestleCast.
I bet.
So, before we do our shout outs, I just want to say thank you to you both for giving us your time today to talk about SmackDown and all things WWE wrestling. And I really do look forward to the Ladies Night WrestleCast. I was, you know, reminiscing not too long ago about the very first one we did several years ago. And there were like, oh my gosh, there had to be like 6 or 7 ladies on the call. And poor Sam and Don were just in the production booth, just cracking up. And I think the thing went for like 2 hours. And yeah, so it's just so cool to see that our WrestleCast community has grown and everyone's still around. So thank you, ladies, both for tweeting with us every week and joining us today. And I can't wait to tweet with you all this evening because I'm actually going to watch it live.
Woo! So am I.
Me.
For once. So we'll start with Nicole. Do you have any shout outs before we wrap up today?
Well, thank you for inviting me. So I just want to shout out the whole WrestleCast crew, you and Don and Dee Dee and Sam and Mo and everybody that tweets on all the hashtags. It's always time for good fun, no matter if I've watched, you know, SmackDown or Raw and I'm just reading the tweets. It's always a good time.
Angelina.
Well, thank you for inviting me also. It's been a while since I've had, you know, the time to actually watch and to communicate with you guys like on one of these podcasts, which is awesome. I think it's always so much fun. And my shout out is just to the WrestleCast, also all the WrestleBays out there, women who love wrestling. Shout out to all of you because you guys make me laugh. I'm sorry. These ladies are funnier than the men. Their content is a lot greater. I apologize. But yeah, just for always keeping it interesting on Twitter, y'all. I appreciate every one of you guys.
Awesome. And I just want to say thank you to the GLOW, the gorgeous ladies of the WrestleCast. And thank you, Nicole, for being here, and Angelina, and engaging with me today. I was just really excited to talk to you both. And I haven't seen Angelina since we met up at NXT Cast a couple years ago.
In Brooklyn.
That was my first time meeting Angelina in person. Dee Dee and I spent a whole weekend in Brooklyn hanging out. So I love that, you know, hoping that once COVID is over, we can get like a huge GLOW meetup, or even just the guys can come too. They can come.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be the WrestleCast meetup without the guys. But
yes,
thank you both for being here. Queen Mel Mindy, her tweets are always funny. Watching, you know, her live tweet. Angelina, you're always hilarious as well. Like she said, our GLOW cast ladies are pretty
our
hilarious.
Our GLOW cast is, listen, if you're not following, you should.
You should be. Yes. Yes.
Really?
And thank you to Don and Sam and all the fellas in the WrestleCast crew. I love, you know, tweeting with you all each week and hosting the WrestleCast as well. Make sure you all follow Angelina on Twitter. Please give them your hashtag.
It is your handle. My handle is FNA. Well, you know what? Just go on the WrestleCast. You'll see me up there because I'm always sending y'all some stuff to like make people laugh.
That's true. And Queen Mel Mindy, you can always find them under SmackDown Matters hashtag, Rawcast hashtag. And yep, tonight we have hashtag Say No to Pre-Shows and also hashtag SurvivorCast. So thank you all. I appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to see you all tonight on the Twitters. Bye.
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 10 He told me, be here today to sign this contract, make the match official. That's exactly what I'm going to do. It's your turn. Your show. Your move. Do me a favor. In fact, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Please underestimate me. I suggest you use these last 2 days of peace to prepare for war.
You're going to give me advice. You're going to advise me. The special counsel advises the tribal chief. This is my show. WWE is mine. I give you advice. I'm the champion. I'm the face of WWE. I am your tribal chief, and I am the head of the table. That's who I am. And one day, years from now, one day, you will finally have the opportunity to be the man. One day, you're gonna look in the mirror and you're gonna see the man that you've always wanted to be. And you're gonna think about these moments. And you're gonna love me for them, for the lessons that I have taught you. And I'm gonna love you right back. Because Drew, you will always be my favorite number two.